How you getting along?
Oh, pretty good. Kind of weary. A little hard campaign, but congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you. What'd you do, buy them up there in Oklahoma? It looked like it. I never heard of a state being that Democratic.
Well, we carried my district around 4-1. So we really can.
But what were you giving me all that hell last winter, telling me it?
Well, they were giving it to me. And you know, the place where the local paper came out for my defeat last year on the Bill of Rights bill, I led the ticket in that county, and best voter got in it in years. Isn't that funny?
You just kept on telling me about how much trouble you're in. I knew you were lying all the time.
No, it was rough for a while. It was the meanest darn campaign I've ever been in my life.
Mike Monroney asked me this morning to put Bud Wilkinson on the CAB. What do you think about that?
Well, he talked to me about it the other day. I think it has possibilities, don't you?
Well, I didn't know. I just kind of reserved judgment till.
Well, Bud, of course, there'll be some Democrats sore about it, probably, but I would check it out with Harris. I haven't talked to Harris about it, but Bud made a clean campaign. He didn't participate in any of this mudslinging that went on so wide in such widespread areas in Oklahoma, in fact, all over. But Bud ran a clean campaign. He's a very popular fellow in Oklahoma. It might take him out of circulation. Well, I think it has possibilities.
How's your house shape up now?
Well, it looks like we've got about 297 members.
How are you going to keep the wild men from running away from you?
That's going to be our problem. Not going to be past the thing that it's keeping these fellows from wanting to do everything. I hope I get to see the speaker before he gets too enthusiastic. You know, we don't want to let him start out by doing a lot of things and making a lot of promises that cause us all embarrassment and cost us a whole lot of money, you know. Don't you agree?
Yep. I
well,
sure do.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to try to see if we can't keep this thing in balance, because we can pass anything that we won't pass, I believe.
We got to have some assurance, though, that y'all run the house and not Smith.
That's right. Well, we can do that.
Well, you ought to have some kind of.
We may get the 20 days.
That's what you ought to do.
We can do that. I don't think there'd be much objection to that.
And what does that mean? That you can get up anything in 21 days?
It means that that after the chairman of the committee has requested a rule, after 21 days it becomes privileged with the chairman of the committee, and he can call it up. Without a rule.
Well, would that give you any problem? Would the chairman of any committee be against you?
Yes, it wouldn't help us with the chairman of any committee that'd be against us.
I say, would there be any against you?
Wilbur
might on Medicare.
Wilbur would on Medicare. It wouldn't help us on Medicare at all. We can get a rule on Medicare anyway. We don't need that rule for Medicare.
You don't?
No.
You ought to change that unanimous consent going to conference.
Well, that ought to be changed.
That's outrageous. That's dictatorship.
We ought to be able, without going to the Rules Committee, and I think Judge Smith would agree to that, and of course we can take it away from him. No question about that. I think the 21-day rule, I don't know where it would help us very much. I can't imagine us not getting the rule on anything on the rule.
Well, I can.
Why?
Well, just any damn thing. I think Smith.
He gave us a rule on everything we wanted last year.
Yeah, but it took a lot of begging and squealing and trading and crying.
But we can get the 21-day rule. At least I think we ought to accept it. And we can get the. And we can probably get a change in the rules to enable the Speaker to send the bill to Congress. Or to have an automatic vote on sending a bill to conference.
What about John Bell Williams?
Well, of course, this thing's been kicked around here. Powell has done the same thing, and others have done it over the years. And there's going to be a major effort made by a certain group to keep him from being seated as a Democrat. And they said they were going to do this when we adjourned, before we adjourned. Now, offhand reaction is that what we should do is to let the issue be made and then lay it down as a rule that hereafter it should be a rule of the caucus that any person who doesn't support the nominee shall be deprived of his rights and privileges as a Democrat. The only reason for that is it's sort of ex post facto, because the caucus has never done it. We've let several members by on it. We let Powell by, we let Calmer by on it. We let Jamie Whitten by.
Who does Powell support, Eisner?
He supported Eisenhower when he won a Stevenson scheme. And it seems to me, this is just my offhand thinking. I've refused to comment on this to the press because I want to know where we're all standing on this.
Yeah.
I want to go with it, to be honest. But I told some of these fellows that last spring, now, go ahead and make your fight. My judgment will probably wind up just before we thought we'd have such a majority as we've got now. And they may take away. They can just say, well, you can't be. This is a Democrat's house. But it would do us some damage in a lot of places with no notice. And having let others get by with it without a caucus rule. I think you could work out a change in the caucus rules to make it automatic that any member who did not support the national ticket would vote for the Democrat. What do you think?
I never have thought a fellow who didn't support the nominee ought to have the fruits of any of the party patronage.
I think that's right, but do you think we should start now?
I thought so, but I wouldn't feel I'd be guided by what you and John want to do about it.
John begged Mr. Big Ray to purge
talk. I can't hear half you saying this damn phone of mine. I'm going to get me this. Can't you give me a better connection where the president could just have one satisfactory telephone call?
Yes, sir, just a moment.
Just give me one.
Just a moment, please.
So I can hear it. You got static and slacking and cows mooing. Armadillos in this line, everything else.
Well, now, you know, John McCormick begged to speak.
Operator,